Ataji Court silences Christians. A ministry responds to a silent epidemic plaguing American teens. And HIV/AIDS initiatives herald a new fight for South Africa. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. A Baptist church was banned in Tajikistan for meeting in a private home. Religion law that went into effect last April prohibits churches from meeting without official registration. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says such restrictions continue to come up all over.
As we look at what's going on in Tajikistan, it's certainly of a piece with what we've seen not only there, but also in a lot of the other former Soviet Asian republics. We're seeing this tightening up on evangelical churches, and it certainly is troubling to us.
The church in question doesn't plan to register, which may cause problems, even for churches that do in the future. Griffith says the most important thing we can do is pray.
Slavic Gospel Association's founder, Peter Daneka, had a motto, much prayer, much power, little prayer, little power, no prayer, no power.
Restrictions could hinder the spread of the gospel, but
the Lord's going to continue building his church no matter what mankind does.
Next, bullying links a rash of suicides by young teens in the United States. John Richman heads up the Albany, New York chapter of Youth for Christ. After four girls committed suicide at a local high school last year, they stepped in to help with Point Break, an anti-bullying program.
Point Break measures attitude, behavior, and values, like bullying, gossiping, self-disclosure, compassion for others, willingness to reach out for help, hopefulness for life.
Point Break helps YFC build relationships.
Our whole mission is wanting to get to a point where we can introduce Christ to a young person.
And the change?
The school now perceives Youth for Christ as a really important partner in the community and helping to change culture in their school.
We'll link you to details about the program.
There's a lot of great touch points that happen. And again, all of it we're trying to leverage to continue to invite them out to our weekly ministries that we have in that community.
You're listening to Mission Network News. It's a new era for South Africa and its AIDS epidemic. South Africa's president announced sweeping new policies that would see more people treated for HIV, as well as a mobilization to test all South Africans for the virus. Teen Missions International is in South Africa's capital, Pretoria. Bob Bland says this reflects a new attitude towards the stigma of the disease.
They just don't tell people that they have AIDS. So this is a step forward because of getting people to actually admit there's such a thing exists.
The UN reports that there's 1.4 million AIDS orphans in South Africa. It's an overloaded system.
It's the children that are suffering because of it. There's no one to protect them, and they're very much abused. And that has been very much an open door for us.
Bland says they have rescue units, and they're reaching orphans with the hope of Christ, as well as hope for a future.
We are trying to not only get them in school, help them grow vegetables, but also to help them be able to survive.
Meanwhile, ever wonder what happened to hurricane cleanup in Texas after the 2008 storm? Hurricane Ike was the third most destructive hurricane in U.S. history, leaving over 16,000 houses damaged in Galveston, Texas. Yet it quickly fell off the radar. Many homes are still unrepaired. Christian Reformed World Relief Committee is raising money to open a construction site and send teams to help rebuild those homes. They'll need about $250,000. The hows and whys are at our website. And do you love church? How about coffee? E3 Partners helps you combine the two with their 3-Latte Church plan. Becoming a Latte Church Partner allows you to fully fund a house church in India that reaches 20 or more people. Only 2% of India's 1.5 billion residents know Christ as Lord. For the price of 3 lattes, 2 dozen people can hear the gospel. For $13, you can change the statistics and help bring the gospel to India. Call us toll-free to get involved. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. WorldServe is offering the free devotional called Joy Over the Moon, a compilation of stories about the underground church in China. If you'd like to receive a copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. This book will help you understand the challenges facing the underground church in China, estimated at 80 million people. You can also request a copy at our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.